a winning combination.
This is Blue Demon Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Everyone, Blue Demon basketball on the air. Big D's going to sit courtside with me as we split the obstructed view. This is the icon of this gymnasium when they have the two big poles that go right midcourt. And if you sit right in the middle of that, you're not going to see the floor, but we'll straddle it.
Oh, you only miss right that center, and there's not a lot of action right there. So that's right. We're seeing both ends of the court, and we'll be just fine.
Well, the Mustangs control the which you can see that first game. That was quite the contest.
Saw the end of that there. The overtime, the girls just came a bit short. What a great effort by them, and we just wish they could have got that W.
Here's a steal by the Blue Demons, Zach Eugen. Nice to see Zach out on the basketball court. Tanner Callog down low, can't get to go. He'll be fouled. Dan, what do you know about this Mustang team?
You know, bring a lot of seniors on this roster here, and it's led by a really talented Park Michaels, number 24. We're going to be mentioning his name a lot. You know, from what I'd understood earlier on, he kind of maybe struggled a little start the season, but boy, once he got himself going, it's really helped this team. They had a close game last week against Centerville within 10 points. That's coming back from the first round they played him where they lost by 40. You know, so that's just huge. They're on a tear right now, doing really well, trying to knock it out there for that number two seed in the conference.
Callow gets the first one, gets the second one to go on the free throws. Here comes the Mustangs. Calvinut will bring it up. That's a name football fans will recognize. Right side, back to the top of the circle. They'll move the ball around. Now being zone defense. Here's a pass on the inside. Up and good.
Kyle Birchmeyer, senior, just nice little power post move there on Tanner Kellogg, who does a great job of defending in the post, but just too much for him.
Strong move by Birchmeyer. Baker with it left side. Man defense applied by the Mustangs. Baker picks up his dribble, goes top of the circle to Tanner Wynn. Back to Kellogg. Looks to Wynn. Kicks it open. Had an open shot. Splits the defenders. Goes in the lane. Rebound up. No good. Another follow by the Blue Demons. Tanner Kellogg with the follow. He's been playing such good basketball.
Very active. You know, Austin Luce also had that first tip back in there. Just very active hands. Good jump. And Tanner Kellogg not giving up on the Blue Demons there and puts that little put back.
Mustangs with the basketball. I'll be with the two-point lead. Get to chase these teams around consistently with your son playing freshman basketball. Talk a little bit about this Albia basketball team. They've had a nice little four-game winning streak and a two-game losing streak. They've had their moments.
They have. It's just kind of they get in some little ruts there like teams do. And right now it's a great start. Tanner Kellogg hits a three, does a good job there. You wish they could get a little bit more consistency there. Last week against Sheridan, a very good Sheridan team came short, and that's a huge game we needed. This makes a big game here. You're still kind of hoping you can get yourself into second place in the conference. Certainly no worse than third, just to have something to show for it and get yourselves ready for playoffs.
Oh, good unselfish basketball right there. Tanner Wynn down the left lane. Dishes it out to Austin Luce. Up and good. 6-point Albia lead, 8-2, 5:48 to go here, first period.
And Tanner Wynn would look to get those assists all day long. If you tell me he could score a bucket or get an assist, he'd take the assist. He's just that unselfish.
You know, at times I think almost too yep. unselfish. Here's the three-point basket up and good. Calvinut drains the three. Leads shut down to just three here. 8-5. I think Tanner Wynn has a whole lot more offense in him.
Oh, he does, and he's looked a little more in the last few games, looking when he drives to try to get his shots off, but still very unselfish even with that.
Here's a little pass that goes awry, tipped out of bounds. Albia will get the ball back. 5:16 to go. Dan Stocker, Jason Summers here in this boys basketball game, a doubleheader tonight. Ladies lose the first one in overtime, 50-48. That was the best full five quarters of basketball Albia's put together, Lady D's, on the entire season.
Boy, I tell you, we caught that last quarter in the overtime, and it really was a good effort on their part, and I've seen them play a lot of games, and you just really want to see that more out of them. And they're just so close to getting some wins, and I don't think they realize how good they can be. Tanner Kellogg with the rebound there, a little errant shot there, I think, with Park Michaels. Brings it up, and that's what you like out of your post, you can bring it up. But as soon as they say that, makes it just a pass that's a little off, gets intercepted by Calvin Utt and takes it in for the layup for 2 points for Davis County. Brings the score 8-7. Blue Demons with just a one-point lead.
Utt, so athletic.
Yeah. very quick. Yeah, and then Roberts out there as well. Park Michaels, you know, just a very good group out here. Damon Dixon in there now.
I think there are a lot of athletes. That's, I think once they really got their rhythm and got their feet and started playing together, mm-hmm. you can see this good athletic group. Tanner Wynn picks up his dribble, goes back to Baker. Man defense applied by the Mustangs. Pick, inside it goes to Kellogg. He'll split the defenders, put a shot up, blocked up there. Big number 5'4", McCain Wells. He's a big boy.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, puts up a flat-footed shot. No good by Wells. Rebound goes Michaels. Loose, he'll get his own rebound. Another floater off, high off the glass. That's the only way I could ever shoot the ball against you, Dan. I'd have to throw it up off the top of the backboard and hope it rolls down.
And Park does a good job with that. Nice. He's just got great body control and just knows how to work the angles on that backboard. Very good, just skillful player, and he's fun to watch.
Another near turnover by the Blue Demons. We're going to have a
blue time.
Timeout called by the Blue Demons. Albie will call a 30-second timeout. 3:51 to go here in the first period. 9-8 and the way the Mustangs will take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
This is Blue Demon Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Tanner Wynn with the basketball in the lane, splits the defenders, puts up a pass. No, a beautiful drop-off pass to Tanner Kellogg. That's an unselfish basketball you were just talking about.
Yeah, you know, he had an opportunity. He could take that layup if he wanted to, but he just looks to dish that off every time. And we got between Tanner Kellogg and Matt Baker, some really good shooters, and then Zach Hugan now getting in the rotation and the starting lineup. You know, just gives him some great options to kick to, and he'll look for that all night long.
Little errant pass by the Mustangs. Albie with a one-point lead.
Zach Hugan came on a little late here this season, got started a little later, getting back with the team, and worked himself in from the sub role in the last couple games. Now he's been starting, doing just a great job starting here in the second half of the season.
Here's a drive by Baker. Got too far at the rim, Dan, and threw that up underneath. Here's Utt with it other way. Wow.
Very quick.
Track meet here.
Calvin up very strong and quick and good to drive. You know, not necessarily the tallest kid, but boy, he's so strong, you can just get him finish up high up there.
You know, he just looked a lot bigger on that football field, didn't he?
Yeah, no, so I was noticing that as well. They just get those pads and helmets on there, it changes everything. But his speed is certainly something you're used to seeing out there.
Well, you just see him move on this open court.
Some subs coming in for the Blue Demons. We get the Ryan and Luke Sarver coming in, as well as Mason Cox, two sophomores and a junior coming in. Giving Austin Luce a senior and Tanner Wynn a little breather, as well as Zach Hugan, the junior.
Mason Cox, have an outstanding season.
Really, you know, he's getting close to just consistently coming unglued there with some great shots. You know, he's got a great three-point shot. At times he's just a little off, and looks like his confidence gets a little shaken. But, boy, when he goes really well. Defensively has done, I think, a very nice job. Where when we're manned up, he'll guard a man really good and does a good job for his size and his strength.
Here comes Utt. Dribbles by, puts a shot up, blocked by Mason Cox.
Right, there we go.
Here comes Sarver in transition. The Baker, three-point on the way, no good, rebound backside, Kellogg. He'll follow up off the glass, can't get it to fall.
Nice little transition game there, though. Luke Sarver kicking it out to Matt Baker, gets him set up for three, which normally he knocks down.
Michaels with a three-pointer, rebound Mason Cox, ahead, Luke Sarver. Ryan, I checked that, jump shot on the way, no good.
Luke,
his brother with the rebound.
There it is.
There's a three by Cox. No good. Rebound to the Mustangs. Back and forth we go. One-point lead for Davis County. 11-10 the score.
Sarver.
Oh, yes. What a tough move.
Ryan Sarver just stepped right in there on Utt as he was driving in there and just took the charge. That's so hard to do. Calvin Utt's coming hard and strong. You know you're going to get whacked. But Ryan just knows that he's got to get to pull the foul and do the best he can for his team. And of course, very strong himself. He's not going to punish him too hard.
You'd see me do a bullfighter move right there and let him go right through. Olé. Here's a shot up by Sarver. No good. And we're going to have a foul, I believe, on the Mustangs over the back.
You know, that definitely has the size there, you know, 52, Wyatt Garman, big, big guy, comes in from the football team, you know, his alignment, and just you can see that, but he just a little too powerful in there as well as McCain Wells, and put a little too much pressure on Luke Sarver, which that's where sometimes our short lack of height, I should say, but if good positioning, you can pull those fouls, but you've got to box out well, and that's what you see Luke and Ryan both do a really good job. They know how to control their bodies and get that inside position.
They're so quick they can get to those spots.
Yep.
Here's Baker. Dribbles in, kicks it off. Ryan Sarver, jump shot on the way. Good. Ryan has been really stepped up his offensive game.
He's worked his shot in the offseason. You can see that his form's much more sound and compact. You know, and really, when he gets on rhythm, he does a nice job. And coming off the bench is a huge thing for us to have those points coming in.
Here comes Albie with a one-point lead. Mark Michaels goes in, and we have a jump ball. We're going to call a blocking foul. Good call.
Luke Sarver trying to draw the charge over there, but was unsuccessful with it. And in fact, Matt Baker get a little reach in there and try to make a little contact before he got in there.
So, buddy, what are you doing to keep yourself busy from football to basketball? Not much going on, is there?
No, there's not. You know, I got two boys playing basketball. That's a great day. We just got done. The freshman had a wonderful game tonight.
Yeah, how'd that go?
They came out really good. The freshmen have a nice squad. They just pressed really hard. They won. It won by 50 points.
Kids,
all the kids, you know, there's 16 kids on the team, and they're all getting in there and playing. The starters, starting rotation just does a great job. They put a lot of nice full court pressure, and just see them getting better every game, which is what you want to see as they continue to develop, and hopefully next year help contribute on the varsity level and certainly the JV.
Well, that's some big production down to the freshmen.
Yeah. Only got one loss on the season. And that was just last Saturday. Went up to Grinnell and played a Grinnell team that in every position outsized us by 3 to 4 inches.
Ooh.
And it's a close game. It was the closest game they'd had all year long. And they play teams like Pella, Newton, Norwalk, and they've just been blowing them away. Our game at halftime, we had the lead, and they just couldn't believe that some of the parents, they were kind of shocked. They didn't realize that a bunch of little guys like Albie could go out there and hustle. And you know, talk to my son and some of the other players. They were disappointed they didn't win. They didn't think it was any close contest at all. They fully expected to do well and do well every night. So that's the attitude you like. And to talk to them, they don't know that they're shorter than anyone.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, it was 3 inches every position we're shorter. And they didn't recognize that at all as being a default or deficiency.
I've lived most of my life like that,
you know, and it's not they're not short kids, but you know, just you go up north there and there's something in that water and they're producing very tall players. And you know, it's just like, you know, you're trying to develop those kids so that they can hopefully contribute as they go forward the next step. And that's what it's about. You know, we've been working with them since they were in first grade, you know, with basketball. These kids have worked a lot of hours just like any program does. And you want to see them at that varsity level, which hopefully is coming for some of them here in the next year and two, and see what they can do.
Well, goodness, the depth is building in their program. One quarter in the book, that first quarter finishes with a lack of production on either team. Over a minute of scoreless basketball, back and forth, trading turnovers. And Abby's going to get the first possession of the second period, trailing by one, 13-12 Davis County. Baker with it, right side it goes. Zach Eugen with it on the wing, manned up to Callow. He'll get the pass, jump shot up, good. Boy, he's just so quick with this release. He doesn't let the defender get out on him.
And he has so many different offensive moves. You know, you can't pinpoint just one go-to move for him. He'll power in. He'll step out. And that one, he turned a little pivot step out and just drains them all.
Shot missed by the Mustangs. Tanner Wynn down the lane. Floater up off the glass. No good. Swats it out to Park Michaels. He'll come up, push ahead for the Mustangs. Albie with a one-point lead here. With it, left side. Down low, Michaels on the block. Underneath the basketball hoop. No good. Can't get the follow. Ball's loose. He'll get his own rebound and put it back up. Boy, he just knows. He has a knack of knowing where the basketball's at.
Just very, very quick, active hands. Keep their hands up. Play the ball up high. Take advantage of the height that they have.
1 point, Davis County lead. Back and forth we've been. Just underway, second period. Loose with it. Austin loose for the Blue Demons. Goes up top, Baker. Down the lane. Off to Kellogg. He'll pull it up, shoot it up, and it partially blocked. Mustangs will push it ahead. Park Michaels, right wing, looked inside, nothing there. Good job of getting back on defense by the Blue Demons. And a long three by Utt. No good. Here comes Baker ahead for Albia. To left side, Wynn. Ooh, I thought he could pull the trigger there.
Just so rare for him to do that. One here to watch for Zach Hugan to try to drive to the hoop, and he can finish up right up that rim, and he does.
Nice, strong move. Rebound backside, controlled by Kellogg, up and good. That was just pure effort.
It was, and that's what you want, though. It starts with Zach Hugan, even though he's got the miss. Driving, it draws the defenders. He puts up a good-looking shot, just doesn't go in, but then Tanner Kellogg will position himself for that weak side rebound every time, and that's what you want as a team working together.
Oh, here's a long three by Michaels. No good rebound. Kellogg has to go way up for it.
Tanner Keller going up to try to one-hand that, and he gets ripped down to the ground and hits the floor hard. Thankfully, he's not hurt. Officials think that, you know, Robin's a little bit of racing here. Nothing called there, and we'll stay Davis County ball.
Well, that's a tough one to take when your player goes to the floor, but you just don't know.
No, you know, certainly we didn't have the angle here. It's just a hard playing game, which is what you expect out of an Albia Davis County game.
Here's a steal on the inbounds. Jump ball. Back the way of the Mustangs. 1 point Albia lead, back and forth all night long. 6:01 to go here in the first half.
Davis County going about three deep into their bench. They're usually running about seven there. To bring two big guys in coming in there. So we got McCain Wells back in. Kyle Birchmar checks out. I don't know if he had maybe a little injury or something. It looked like he's going to the locker room.
Running down the hallway. Yeah. There's a 3-point basket. That's the largest lead of the night for the Mustangs, a three by Utt. 17?
16. Yes.
Was it a three or two?
Game of two.
Game of two?
Yeah.
All right.
Unless they check that. The two's on the board. I didn't see the official signal, quite honestly.
Yeah. Baker, shot up, good.
And that's what I think we need to see out of Matt Baker. Nice little pull-up jumper. He's been trying to drive to the hoop an awful lot lately, and unfortunately with his size and get in some of that bigger country, it's just tough to finish in that timber. And if he would just pull up for that nice little jumper, because he can stroke it with the best of them. You know, from three-point, almost inside the half-court line, he can put it up and drain it all day long. He's such a wonderful stroke.
He's got a quick elevation to him. I think you're right. That mid-range jump shot when you're on the move, the defender can't respond quick enough. Albia with a 1-point lead in the basketball. Baker, head fake, gets the defender by him, has to go outside to loose. He'll hand it back off to Baker, gets a pick. Goes baseline, floater up, and no good. Rebound controlled by the Mustangs. That was a nice little move by Baker, but couldn't get it to fall.
Park Michaels with a little jumper, kisses off, and it comes out. Rebound there, number 14, Damon Dixon, you know, and just able to power it right back up. You know, that's the little Dixon there came in as quarterback and running back at times for the Mustangs, and just strong play.
He's a good athlete.
Yeah.
I think he broke his arm last year. Here's a pass taken away by Utt. 19-18, Davis County with a 1-point lead, 4:24 to go here, first half. Left side it goes. Davis. Three on the way, no good. Rebound to the Mustangs, up and good.
Just getting a nice little bounce there. Colton Roberts able to put that up and then get the bucket. Just a terrible looking three-pointer. Point. I'll say it was just way right, didn't come off his hands right. And we just couldn't control that the errant shot.
Baker dribbles in, kicks it out. Austin Luce, head fake, gets by the defender. Puts it up, leaves it up, a little short, a little high. Rebound, Kellogg.
Good hand.
Taken away.
Wells.
Back to Zach Hugan, back and forth we go. Baker, head fake, gets the defender by him. Spin in the lane, off the glass, no good. What a fury of action right there.
Boy, you know, just the team's really hustling. That's the Blue Demon's strength this year, is their speed. Try to get out and run and push the action, get something happen. Nice block by Tanner Kellogg there, and a little drive by Damon Dixon.
Dixon, a good athlete. Now here's a pick, Baker. Floater up, no good. Both teams struggling to make the get the ball to drop.
Still 21-18, Davis County with a three-point lead. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left in the half.
Dixon with it, far left wing. Albia zone defense this time down. 3:07 to go, first half. Albia going to get some bodies off the bench. Coach Graves calls the timeout. He'll take a full one. We'll do the same with 3:02 to go in the first half. Albia finds itself trailing by three, 21-18. Dan Stocker, Jason Summers will be back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
This is Blue Demon Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
21-18, Davis County with a three-point lead. The largest of the contest for them. Back and forth we've been all night long, both games. Girls lose in overtime. Lady East to the Lady Mustangs, 50-48. Dan, it's like we started off where we left off.
You bet. You know, the and then also, Jason, I don't know if you got your time, we got word, I didn't see the end of it, but the JV boys.
Yeah, I did see that.
Came back, and they were down by as many in the first half, as many as 11, and came back, got it to within two, and unfortunately just came up a little short, but a good effort on them to try to claw back and work themselves back into that game.
This old basketball court's seen a lot of really good games over the years, and I've broadcast a few of them from right where we're sitting, maybe one bleacher down.
It's so old, I used to play on here.
Get ready for the basketball game and hear the varsity game, hear the crowd up cheering above you. Give you a little goosebumps every once in a while.
You bet.
2:34 to go. Missed by the Mustangs, controlled by the Blue Demons. Baker with it, far left side. Albia trying to come back here. Only trailing by three. Cox, head fake, back to Baker. Good defense by the Mustangs.
And I like the patience on the Blue Demons. Try to get a good shot. Tanner Kellogg puts one up just not a little bit off there, unfortunately, and the Davis kind of gets the rebound.
Mark Michaels goes left side. Dixon, he'll dribble in. Dish off, up and good, with the basket. No, that checked that. That's Roberts. Damon Dixon did a great job, got a head fake, dribbled in, got the defenders, the second level of defender to commit, found a cutting Roberts up and good, and he's got free throws to come.
Holden Roberts, just a nice little cut, you know, at the right time to go to that hoop, and Dixon just reading him the whole way and gets him fed and gets the point, or the bucket, excuse me, and hopefully one for the Davis County Mustangs, what they're looking for.
And big number 54, McCain Wells. He was jumping all over the place. He was quite athletic for a big guy.
Yeah, Wyatt Garman checks in for him.
Boy, big body for big body.
Yeah.
That was their offensive line.
Yeah.
Wow. My son goes 5 foot five and 165. And they throw that out there.
You bet. Kyle Birchmeyer checks back in for the Mustangs as well.
6-point Davis County lead. Under 2 minutes to go here. First half. Luke Sarver up front. Gets it off to Kellogg. Baker with it. Man defense, in your jersey defense by the Mustangs. Here's the three on the way by Kellogg. Can't get it to fall. Rebound loose. Last touch, they're going to say, on the Mustangs.
Garman. Garman reaching over the top there and tipped the ball out of bounds. And so Blue Demons will control it at their end. Got to run an inbounds play before the official gets too nervous.
A lot of 12s on this roster for Mustangs.
Yes. There's 11 seniors on that roster. Yeah, it's a... That's a heavily senior-laden team, and it does. You know, the JV obviously won a game tonight, so there's some kids coming up. There's some juniors and sophomores, but just program is kind of going a little bit of an ebb and a flow like you see, and I think they're going to be kind of going the other way here in the next few years.
Mustangs steal the inbounds. 1:35 to go, another turnover. Park Michaels, far right side, gets a pick. Guarded by Ugin. Double team, kicks it off. Here's a floater up and good. Boy, that was a tough move right there.
Birchmeyer, this nice little floater kind of on the baseline there, about 10 feet out, kisses it off the glass. Hey, you talk about the team makeup and the chemistry here. You know, right now for the Blue Demons, we've got three sophomores out there and a junior, and they're very capable. And then one senior with Tanner Kellogg, you know, and then on the bench that comes in is two more juniors and then another senior. So out of the top eight, you know, two seniors is all that's seeing it. So it's a young Blue Demon squad, but very capable, just not able to get all the wins that they would have liked so far this year.
Hey, look down that bench, and you've got another six guys over there that could give you some really good minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely five.
Yep.
They're all capable across the way. Don't get me wrong, but another foul on Albia.
Zach Hugan gets his first of the night.
Michaels with the shots. First one, no good.
Well, he's struggling tonight with his shot. You know, it's he's really been that consistent force here lately. And I say that he's got 6 points, but it's just, you know, had some missed shots, and they just don't look good. That free throw didn't look good as well.
Second one on the way off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound controlled by Luke Sarver. Off to Baker. Albie with the 8-point deficit. Under a minute to go. Baker dribbles in, kicks it out. Hugan dribbles down. Puts a floater up in the lanes. Too strong. Backside rebound. Up and good. Kenner Kellogg cleaning up the miss. Back to a 6-point Davis County lead.
That's really the strength of Tanner's. You know, it's oftentimes he's outsized by the man he's playing against. But that weak side rebound, those putbacks, is really where he flourishes and does a good job for the squad.
Here's a loose ball, nearly picked up. Michaels trying to go baseline, and Zach Hugan with the foul.
Trying to cut him off, but just unfortunately got a little too much belly in there, a little too much rub on it. And, you know, Zach is so quick, and it's just a little too much, and that's an easy call for the officials tonight. Unfortunately, his second foul.
Well, yeah, you don't want to give him the third here. And looks and like he'll get a breather.
And Coach Archer's going to make sure he doesn't pick up that third and get him, make sure he's calm and ready to go, and then for the second half.
Calvinette will inbounds. Albie trails by 6 here. Here comes the inbounds to Michaels. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound cleared out by Luke Sarver. Off the Baker. Good defense that time by the Blue Demons. Here comes Baker. Left wing. It goes Kellogg. 14 seconds to go. Ryan Sarver from the free throw line. Puts it up. Good! Boy. He has really honed in his shot.
That mid-range jumper. And he's got a good three-point shot as well. But that mid-range jumper is just so smooth with him.
1 second to go, and the shot will not go off. Albia runs off 4 straight, cut the lead in half. And at halftime, the Blue Demons will find themselves trailing by 4, 26-22. Back and forth the entire ball game. But when the Mustangs went on a little 6-0 run, that's been the difference here. And Blue Demons able to rally back and close out this first half.
You know, good little effort on their part. Hopefully they can regroup and get themselves ready for a second half, bring another exciting half of basketball here at Blue Demon Basketball.
Looking forward to it. We'll take a timeout. Come back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball, 26-22. Your halftime score will summarize the first half and set things up for the second half when we return back to Blue Demon Basketball.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
You may think that for quality surgery, you need big. Big hospital, big city. But Monroe County Hospital and Clinics invites you to think differently. Think close to home with excellent care. Our surgical team has been awarded 95% patient satisfaction 5 years running. And our general surgeon, Dr. Neil Sokol, gives you award-winning surgery with no travel required. So rethink the big. Think Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, but unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you with no obligation at your home or the funeral home to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Big D's in the house. Jason Summers here with you courtside at this back-and-forth basketball game. Back-and-forth night of basketball here. The South Central Conference rivalry, Davis County hosting the Blue Demons tonight. Dan, back and forth all night long. It's what you kind of expect out of these two schools. And, you know, teams that are very similar, really, in nature. Although I give the Mustangs a little edge in terms of the seniority.
Yeah, definitely. Have that leadership, that season out to them and everything. And it's showing, I think, a little bit right now. They know how to play with each other. You know, these are a group of kids who would have started playing at a very young age. And have had many years of varsity experience playing many hours in there and really showing up that a little bit right now with the four-point lead, 26-22 is our score, Davis County up on Albia. Again, the Blue Demons coming to play. You know, there's three sophomores in the rotation, three juniors, and two seniors. So it's, you know, it's got some youth to it. Really been growing and developing. What they're trying to rely on Albia is their speed and their quickness and really push and force the action. Davis County has a nice complement between some outside shooting, but then also some really big guys to pound it inside to. And so, you know, they want to kind of slow up, let those big guys get set up in there and try to pound it in. And if we sag off, then they'll take those outside shots. So it's a, you know, good game plan for them. And so it's just a question of which plan will come out on top, Coach Graves or Coach Archer.
Two outstanding coaches, by the way. Coach Graves, outstanding coach here at Davis County. And, you know, these young guys becoming the old guys of the league.
Yeah, he's been out a while now, and just, you know, year in and year out, you just know he's always going to put together a good quality team, and they're going to be well coached and disciplined in what they're trying to accomplish. And this first half, you saw, you know, that after the first quarter, it was a one-point lead. And they've got kind of stretched out. They got it up as much as eight. And then Blue Demons able to close the gap just a little bit at the end. But, you know, that's just Davis County playing the ball, the style of ball they want to play, and doing a good job with that.
Tanner Kellogg leading the Blue Demons in scoring. Matter of fact, leading all scores with 14 first-half points. I think really, Dan, one of those keys has to be who's going to pick up that, not just the second, but the third scorer. Because, you know, after that you have Ryan Sarver, who came off the bench. He's got 4 points. Baker and Wynn are the only others with the points in that starting lineup.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Baker, like you say, is usually that right up there in terms of points for the team. And that's the thing I think they've really needed is that third option, you know. Yeah. And you've seen it a little bit. Mason Cox has kind of given you glimpses of that. Zach Hugan, you kind of can see maybe a little potential there. Ryan Sarver has come off the bench and doing a really good job with that. You know, came in one game here. I'm trying to think which one it was, and put up 22 points. Centerville. Put up 22 points on them, and you know, just a very good effort. And he's got that nice little stroke. And so for the Blue Demons to have success, you know, you've got to go to at least three decent scorers. Austin Luce is out there. He doesn't shoot a lot. Really has a good shot, but his game is really trying to set his teammates up. You'll see him do a lot of that picking and rolling, catch the ball, drive him, kick it out, try to find the open man, and really just does a nice job there. And Tanner Wynn, as we talked about, is so unselfish. You know, really has a good move to the hoop, and I think he could finish a lot more than he ever attempts. But, you know, he seems very comfortable in his role and relishes that opportunity. But, I think everyone would sure love to see him pop that a little more.
Absolutely. Well, the first half is in the books. The second half to come when we come back with the opening of the second half. Albie finds itself trailing by 4, 26-22. Your score, Jason Summers, Dan Stocker. We'll be back after this timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Davis County opens up the second half with a basket. They stretch out their lead to 6 now, matching the they had an 8-point lead once. Here's Tanner Wynn goes in, kick out to Baker, open for 3, good!
And that's what I think the Blue Demons really got to work a lot more on. Get Matt set up out there, not where he's trying to create things off the dribble, but let him set up, get his feet set, drive and penetrate and swing it around that extra pass just like that and let him get that 3.
Here comes the Mustangs trying to answer. Michaels loses the basketball. He'll recover. Good defense applied by Zach Hugan on Park Michaels. Hutt dribbles in, tries to split the defenders. Goes to Dixon. Top of the circle. Albie the man defense doing a good job here of making the Mustangs work. Michaels tries to break down Hugan. Nothing doing. Here's a pass to Dixon. Underneath, open is Roberts. Couldn't get the fall. Albie will push it the other way. Baker, coast to coast, leads it up, puts it up, good. Albie has trimmed the lead down to just 1, 28-27. Good fast break offense by the Blue Demons.
Really, it's quick 5 points out of Matt Baker there, and it just gets the team going here and get going back to 1 point.
Now
nice steal by Tanner Wynn. He goes for that layup, puts it up just a little too strong. little too strong, was looking to get a foul, and it wasn't there, and then just put it too strong as a result.
Oh, here is a beautiful pass. Calvin Utt in transition finds Park Michaels, cutting baseline, little drop-off pass. Good. Here's a three on the way by Baker. Good! Matt Baker ties it up.
Two.
On the line.
The official said he thought it was on the line there, but still, good little shot, pull-up jumper. And, again, that's, you know, I think Matt really can make a lot of damage there if he can just shoot that outside shot and find a way to get that.
30-29. Scoreboard still says 30-30. They'll get it figured out. Here's a steal. Eugen steps in. Ahead to Baker. In transition. Baker to loose, and he's going to be fouled from behind by Calvin Utt.
Again, really seeing the Blue Demons try to force the issue and get out and run and go quick. Good defensive to start that possession there by Zach Eugen and get that ball and get it going. You know, we talk about balance scoring and get that third option for the Blue Demons. You know, you look at the board here, you've got the Davis County Mustangs, you know, with a 9, 8, and 7 points and a 4 by Birchmeyer. You know, there's just a nice balance flow there with that Davis County team, and that's what makes them so dangerous.
Score. Board says 30-30. Here's Wendt. Head fake, dribbles in, goes backside, and lost control of the pass and threw it hard off the glass, and Mustangs come up with it. Shot no good. Quick shot by the Mustangs. Zambia comes up with the rebound. Eugen pushes it ahead. Crossover dribble in the lane. Eugen has it stripped from behind by Utt. Then diving in there is Austin Luce, and Coach Archer will call timeout. Great hustle there by Austin Luce.
It really is, you know, get down on the floor and go. And, again, that's just that style that they like to go. And quite honestly, I think this plays better for the Blue Demons to get up and down like they're doing. And if we can get Davis County to do it, it doesn't look like they're as comfortable in transition.
Well, Dan, they indicated two for the Blue Demons. The scoreboard, yeah. They walked over and they talked to the scorekeeper. But the score still reflects 30-30.
Yeah, and they still have Baker with 10 points, which would have been his ninth for the two.
Right.
So, I mean, it's they're...
They've never... They would have this thing sorted out. And at some point...
There's a statute of limitations, I think, kicks in. At some point, it just stands if the scorebook doesn't change and nobody rectifies that.
Well, he did indicate,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
I looked over, and he was on the line after I looked down and saw the two fingers come up.
Yeah.
But we are at 30. Scoreboard says 30. That's the way we'll call it. 5:09 to go. Inbounds went. Open on the baseline. Didn't pull the trigger. He'll take a dribble. Go cross court to Matt Baker. Baker with two back-to-back threes. Pulls up three on the way. Off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Wynn. He'll try to get rid of it. And he...
Birchmeyer just kind of deflected that pass a little bit. Tanner Kellogg was looking to get that put up in the box.
Albion has to come back to tie it up at 30. 4:47 to go. Michaels. He'll put the jumper up from the key. Good.
It's his 10th point of the night, so, you know, just doing a nice, consistent job there, as well as Calvin Utt, who's also got a 9, and Colton Roberts with a 7 for the Mustangs.
Austin Luce goes back to win. Wasn't expecting it.
Quick hands.
Baker dribbles in the lane, puts a shot up, can't get it to fall. Mustangs with the rebound and a 2-point lead here as we approach the halfway mark of this third period.
Doing a good job controlling the dribble. Kind of slipped a little bit, but kept his dribble alive. Kind of tweaked his ankle a little bit.
Yep. Here's a drive by Michaels. Takes it right to the rack. Off the backboard. Good. Mustangs on a 4-0 run here. And a 4-point lead. Tanner Wendt dribbles in, kicks it out. Austin Luce, top circle, Baker. Baker gets a pick. Squares up the three, shoots it up. No good. Rebound. We have a foul.
So Tanner Kellogg a little too aggressive there, trying to get a position on that rebound. We'll pick up his first foul of the night, you know, which is just an outstanding job. He does a very good job of controlling his body and not getting into foul trouble at all. You know, he's in there banging against guys usually 2, 3, 4 inches taller than him and yet stays out of foul trouble. Does a good job there.
Mustangs, and they'll turn it over.
We talked about getting that scoring for the Blue Demons. You know, we got Tanner Kellogg now with 14 points for the Blue Demons, and Matt Baker is up to 10. But still need to get somebody else to step in there. Maybe it's Ryan Sarver coming off the bench here to get a few more points, but we just need some more production out of somebody else to really give us a chance here.
Zach Eugen splits the defenders, puts it off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound by Kellogg. Tries to go back outside to Baker. Baker will shoot it up, put it up. No good. Rebound backside, Utt. And he'll push it ahead. Here comes Park Michaels in transition, and we're going to have a charge.
Tanner Wynn is so good about sliding himself over and anticipating where the defenders or the offensive guy's going. was able to get himself slid into perfect position, and the ref awarded the charge to Park Michaels.
Coach Graves does a good job of controlling his emotions. He just sits and puts his head down. If you're wearing white, that wasn't a good call. If you're wearing blue, that was the genius. Albion missing the basket. We'll push it ahead. Under 3 minutes to go. 4-point Davis County lead. Here's a near steal. Zach Hugan, good job recognizing what was going to happen.
And has that just great burst of speed to get out in front of that pass. You know, and Park Michaels is not slow by any means, but Zach was able to get out there and has a steal already this half doing that, and this time deflect it, which is just as good a steal, even though the Davis County Mustangs keep the ball.
Here's Michaels, baseline. Puts a shot up off the glass. He's got this one to drop, and he's got a free throw to come.
You know, and how about the awareness out of Park Michaels? Knows that the subs came in. Zach just went out, and so he's got a new man who's just coming in off, and it happened to be Luke Sarver, you know, and to take advantage and just go right at him to see if Luke's ready to go or not. And just a very good court awareness out of Park to go in and try to get the bucket and the foul.
As the three-point basket, old school style, and a seven-point Davis County lead. Albie had erased the 8-point lead, fought back. Now the Mustangs will recapture a 7-point lead. Here's a drive by Kellogg off the glass. Good.
You know, the Kyle Birchmark came in, tried to draw a charge. He saw Tanner Wynn, how he did it, and just was still moving just a little bit. And the official underneath was able to see just a slide, just a fraction of a second too late getting in there.
Kellogg had a nice long run to the lane wide open. Got the basket to drop, gets a free throw to go. 17 points, Tanner Kellogg. Lead back to just 4. 33-37 Albia, trailing the Mustangs. Man defense now applied. Park Michaels will do a crossover dribble, shoot a three, leave it nothing but air.
Blue Demon Faith will let them know about that. Davis County does bring their subs in. Again, we got Garmin coming in as well as Wyatt. McCain Wells.
Mason Cox to the corner goes to Kellogg. 2:10 to go here in the third period. Cox gets a pick, goes back to Kellogg, open for three. Shot on the way. Good! Tanner Kellogg drains the three, lead down to just one. And Park Michaels, he'll try to answer. No good on the shot, rebound. Kellogg ahead to Baker. Albie with the one-point deficit, and here's a turnover by Baker. Comes up with it. Matt, that's uncharacteristic for him. Here's a wild shot put up. Michaels tries to follow, and the foul.
Luke, just too much body in there. You know, he had the right idea when the shot went up was straight, and then he started to box out just too soon. You got to let Park Michaels come back on the ground, and then you can try to move him out of the way. Just we saw it earlier. He does a nice job trying to get his body in the right position to get that rebound. And unfortunately, that time was just a little too hard at it.
Free throw coming from Michaels. Albia on a 6-0 run. And Michaels misses the free throw.
Seen him miss a few here tonight. Just not a very good looking stroke there. Doesn't look like as comfortable as he does with his outside shot and his drives to the hoop.
He'll have the second here. 1:36 to go. Second free throw on the way. This one is good. 2-point Davis County lead. Albia trying to tie it up or take the lead. Ryan Sarver gets a pick from his brother. Picks up his dribble. Covered up by Utt. And here's another near turnover.
So that official bot didn't get that whistle blown, but it was definitely out. Just the pass came a little too strong to Matt, and I was not able to get the handle on it.
He struggled with the turnover bug here.
Yeah. And that's not good. And you're on the road in South Central Conference play. You've got to keep those turnovers to a minimum.
38-36, final 1:16 of this third period. Park Michaels dribbles in, kicks it out. Utt, he's open for three, shot on the way, no good. Rebound loose and taken away by Kellogg. Stolen back and then recaptured by Luke Sarver. And Albie will set things up here. Final minute of this third period. Albie trailing by two.
Try to get one good look here. I would think the Blue Demons are. They're not going to try to get that shot off too early unless there's a wide open layup.
Baker just inside the three-point line. Good!
Or an 18-footer.
Wow.
Just like I called it. Either the layup or the 18-footer is what we're going to go for. ties that game up 38-38 with 30 seconds left in the third quarter.
Very few high school athletes can dribble and elevate on a dime and put up a shot like that.
Does a very good job.
Park Michaels knows how to answer that one. He goes baseline, puts it up off the glass, and good. Noah help on that defense. That's the easy basket for Michaels. 40-38, two-point lead here. Final 10 seconds of the third period. Baker with it. Trying to break down Dixon. Check. Here's a shot. Put up. Partially blocked. The Mustangs with the ball. Ahead at the buzzer. No good. And we'll go to the fourth and final quarter. Albia trailing by two. When we come back, you're listening to Blue Demon Basketball. Don't go anywhere.
The service team at Barker Implement wants to work on any piece of equipment you need tuned up or fixed up.
While green is the color of choice around here for John Deere tractors, lawn and gardening equipment, and Gator XUVs, we realize that other sizes, shapes, and colors need some loving too.
Or maybe they need some John Deere green added for overall appeal. Either way, you can learn more about our service team at ebarkers.com or stop in and ask about our bulk oil promotion too.
Barker Implement, powered by green, driven by values.
This is Blue Demon Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Fourth and final quarter. Albia trails by two, but Dan, the Blue Demons had a nice little comeback here. They've trailed by as many as 8 points in the third period. The Mustangs got that lead to seven, and then a nice 6-0 run. And Albia had tied it up. Now they find themselves just trailing by a basket going into this final quarter.
And a good burst of energy out of the Blue Demons to start the second half here to get that thing trimmed down and actually take a slight lead even for a little bit. And Davis County answered that call. And so they've kind of, it's a battle back and forth. It's going to be come down the wire is what it looks like here with the two-point lead for the Mustangs. They're leading 40-38 as the fourth quarter is underway.
All right, we'll set things up. Davis County with the first possession of this fourth period. Here's a pass inside, and we're going to have a pushing foul.
Wow.
Tanner's got to be careful not to talk too much.
Yeah. You know, because he knows he didn't really push on him or do anything. I'm not sure what happened there. It's a little soft foul there, it looked like. Blue Demons do come out in zone, try to catch Davis County off guard a little bit, not match up man, see if they can kind of confuse them a little bit and see if they've got a set for that.
Here comes the inbounds. Hutt goes inside. Shot up, no good. Rebound loose on the backside. Last touch by the Mustangs. Albia will get the ball back.
Luce just kind of missed the box out a little bit, but recovered, and then Park Michaels just wasn't able to get the handle and tip that ball out. So Blue Demons get it. Tanner Wynn to the near side.
Wynn crossover, gets the defender by the defender, puts a shot up, couldn't get the fall. Michaels with the rebound. Good move by Tanner.
Good strong move. Needs to get up as high as he can and just finish right up there at that rim.
Two-point Davis County lead. 30 seconds gone by here in the fourth period. Hutt, far left side. To the top circle, nearly stolen away by Wynn, and we're going to have a foul. Tanner got the tip, but then the momentum led him right into Michaels, and that'll be a foul. Number five on the Blue Demons for this half.
Unfortunate foul there for Tanner, and he knows it's just his first of the night, so nothing a problem for him at all, but you know, great effort trying to get that steal and that tip ball.
Dixon inbounds, Utt. Looking inside. Zone defense here by Albia. Mixed up the defense quite a bit tonight.
The Blue Demons have done a lot more of that. Coach Archer's implemented a lot more of some zones and some boxing ones, some different schemes this year, more so than he's had to before. He's got the speed to do that with it as well. So usually he's typically a man-to-man defense the whole time.
Over the back, a shot a tip on one side of the block, and big number 5'4", McCain Wells.
And that's, again, where you get good position. Zach Hugan is definitely undersized there, but had good position on that, and the big guy just came right over the top of him. So an easy foul and a call for the official.
Now, you look at this. It's a mismatch out here. Wells has Tanner Wynn. Stretch him out. Here's a steal by Michaels in transition. Good hustle back by the Blue Demons. Shot up off the glass. Michael gets it to go. Four-point DC lead. Here comes Baker. He'll push it ahead. Wait for his teammates. Gets around the pick. Floater on the lane. Rolls around. No good. Followed by Callow. Can't get the fall. And then Tanner Wynn trying to save it in. Hits it off, goes off him. Back to the Mustangs. 4-point Davis County lead. Dixon with it. Top goes to Wells. Right side, Utt. Looking inside. Again, zone defense. Here's a near steal. Good anticipation there by Baker.
Really like seeing that. Just try to push that and pick that off. That'd be a nice thing. Just try to get a little easy bucket, maybe a layup out of that. Just we have to get a little more as aggressive as we can here to finish this game.
After the inbounds, that'll be a man defense. Here's a play under the basket. No good. Big number 5'2", Garman, went up under the basket. Could get into the fall. That'll be in transition. Win. DeKalb taken away by
Park Michaels. Tanner Wynn, good, quick hands there. Looks to be traveling. No call.
Kellogg comes out. Oh, jump ball.
I'm not sure how you get a jump ball when we come out with the ball free and clear. Interesting. Nonetheless, they're called jump ball, and they're going to go with alternate possession. He does leave it in the Blue Demons' hands. So with 5:43 in the game, Albie trails 38-42, 4-point deficit. They have the ball. See if we can't get a bucket here.
Well, that was craziness.
Yeah, that's nutty.
Ugin in the lane, puts a floater up. Good. Zach Ugin with great body control, able to get that basket to fall 42-40. Albie down by two. 5.5 to play.
First time we've seen that move out of him, and he really has that at his disposal, and he can just do so many things there. Hopefully he'll look to get a few more like that.
Oh, Tanner Wynn with great defense on Utt, nearly with a steal. And we're going to have a timeout called. Coach Graves wants to call a timeout. Dan, I think we need to do the same thing. We'll recapture our breath, come back after the timeout. Albie trails by 2, 5:16 to go in the ball game. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Or Albia trails by two here, 5:16 to go. Dan Stocker, Jason Summers bringing you this exclusive on your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC, Blue Demon, Lady D Basketball.
What a great game we had that first game there, as you called, Jason, overtime. Victory for the Lady Mustangs. The Lady D's just came so close to winning that, but lost in overtime, and we've got another good one going here.
This game looks like it's got the same makings of the same type of finish. Hopefully this time it goes blue way. Dixon with it. Cross court, nearly taken away. Wells comes up with it. Utt in the lane. Splits the defenders, a little tipsy doodle. Gets it to fall.
Layup from the hip there, and he gets it to roll.
Not much you can do about that. That was just really solid defense by Albia, but solid move by Utt. Loose with it. Albia going to set things up, spread things out. Here's a drive by Kellogg, right to the glass, good.
Just such a strong finisher, and you got to respect that jump shot out of him, and so it's easy to get the defense to overbite on that, and then just a clear lane to the layup.
Michaels with it, guarded by Ugin. Man defense applied by Albia. Step in there by Loose, nearly stolen away. Wells comes back up with it. Here's Garman to the rack, lays it up, good.
Boy, nice job out of Austin Luce and Zach Hugan to just about get that steal, and they just timed it almost perfect. But, boy, can't say enough about Park Michaels to tip that ball back to his own man and then to get it right underneath the Garman.
Win with it. Far right side. Tanner goes cross court to Luce. They really come off the Luce when he has that ball out there. Baker, left side. Now he'll go back out. There's a jump ball.
Good call. Good call. Very quick hands there by Damon Dixon. Just nice job getting his hands on the ball there. And It's either going to be that or a travel call, quite honestly, you know, because they just tied him up. Matt Baker didn't have enough. And owner of possession stays with the Mustangs now.
Ball will go back. Possession arrow back to Albion. Next time. 3:45 to go. Albion trails by four. Here's a near steal. Recovered by Park Michaels. And we'll have a foul on Tanner Kellogg.
Tanner Wynn. Yep. Only his second foul of the night, the sixth team foul for the Blue Demons.
Tanner Wynn and both him and Eugen really doing a heck of a job out front defensively.
They are, and they're very good at that. You know, they've been brought up together, you know, same class year in school, juniors, and played a lot of basketball coming up through the years, and you just see that they really understand the defense side of the basketball game.
Inbounds to Michaels. Gives it out to Utt. Utt guarded by Tanner Wynn. Utt trying to get it up to Michaels. No doing as Eugen's got the shutdown D going. I'll be really putting that man defense. Here's a near. Oh! Near steal. And Eugen, it gets called for the foul. That'll be a 1-1. Not really a bad thing here if Michaels continues to struggle from the line.
Right, certainly. And it's 1-1, stops the clock, gets a chance to get the ball back in her hands regardless of the free throws here. Davis County certainly looks contented to extending the game out by taking all the clock off they can. A little more aggressive there, I think, than Zach maybe would have needed to be. But again, so far it's not proven to be a bad a guy to foul tonight.
1-1. First one, good.
Yeah,
what do we know?
I'll jinx everybody, good or bad. Makes the first one, 5-point lead for the Mustangs, 47-42.
Second one on the way. It's good as well. He went from looking pretty poor at the line to looking pretty darn good.
Big difference there. He's got himself balanced and set really good, where before he was kind of off balance. It just didn't look good to start the game. I think he's found his rhythm.
Win with it. Check that. Out to Austin Luce. Austin goes baseline, throws it away. Dixon comes up with the steal. Ahead. In transition. And here is a charge. Yeah. Tanner Wynn stepped in and picked up the charge, Dan.
You talk about that defensive effort. He is willing to lay it out. You know, he comes up quick. You know, he got whacked hard. You know, and in fact, the man who did all the driving on there, Calvin Utt, you know, comes up limping off of that. And you ought to think it'd be Tanner Wynn, but boy, he is so strong and earned quick.
Boy, that takes grit. We've got a timeout on the court. We'll do the same. 2:59 to go. Albion trails by six when we come back to the remainder of this fourth and final quarter. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. At Homestead, we have created an environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life. Our warm and caring staff provides assistance and comfort while helping with activities of daily living. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. At Homestead, we provide for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life.
Hi, I'm Lana Stone, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
This is Blue Demon Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Another miss by the Blue Demons. There's a shot put up by Park Michaels. No good. Rebound goes to Eugen. Zach will push it ahead. Right down the heart of lane, and here is a charge.
Yeah.
You knew that was going to get called no matter what, but Utt did a great job of getting back. He did get position.
I hate to say it. You know, obviously I bleed blue, but it was a good call there. Zach just needed to try to slide his body a little bit the other way and hop maybe to the left because he was set up early. You could see he wasn't moving. And just you know. Way it goes sometimes. You got to get the ball back.
Utt, guarded by Wynn. Slides to the left. Good defense by Wynn. Splits the defenders. Utt puts the shot up. Rebound taken away by Baker. He'll push it ahead down the right side. Baker Out front to Eugen. Cross court to Luce. In the corner, Wynn. Open for three. Shot on the way. Good! Tanner Wynn drains the three, and I want to see some more of that.
That would be huge if we can get a few more out of him if he starts feeling that rhythm.
Three-point ball game. Park Michaels trying to break down Eugen. Picks up his dribble. Nothing there. Cross court, Utt. Inside it goes. Roberts back to Utt. Davis County will take his time here. 1:40 to go. Davis County with a three-point lead. Michaels with it, guarded by Eugen. Picks up his dribble. Here's a steal. Taken away by Wynn. Ahead to Baker. Baker inside to Kellogg. Spin, puts a shot up. Oh, can't get it fall. Austin Luce on the loose with the follow.
Just again, you see the Blue Demons pushing the action, trying to go as fast-paced as they possibly can. And that really plays well into their hands. They got it back to 1:48-47 with a minute 10 left in the game.
Park Michaels with it. Far right side gets it off to Utt. Man defense applied by the Blue Demons. Utt dribbles to the top of the circle, picks it up. Finds Michaels on the block. Loses the ball underneath Roberts. And we're going to have a foul on the ground. Free throws to come. Roberts will go to the free throw line.
Not a bad foul. Stops the clock right at 58 seconds. Otherwise, it's going to be a fairly easy little shot inside there, which might have been an and-one situation if he'd been able to make that bucket. So, you know, I really like that fouling him on the ground there and getting Colton Roberts to the line and see if he can't maybe miss this or the second one.
First one up, no good. Rebound taken away by Wynn. Healy still in the way. Wow. Roberts comes up with a loose still on the ball. Ground. Albie's got it. And we'll see.
Jump ball. Albie ball and possession arrow. You know, I really thought there was a foul right after the first rebound. No call being given to the Blue Demons. And then just a little scrum there on the floor. Very physical battle with 52 seconds. Again, Davis County has a one-point lead, 48-47. Blue Demons have the ball. We'll check it in at the far side and bring it up court.
Matt Baker will walk it up. 50 seconds to go. Albie trails by one. Baker goes inside. Kellogg on the block. Gets him up and good. Tanner Kellogg with the basket. The assist from Baker. Albie with a one-point lead. Here we go, Dan.
Hang on. See what we got in the tank here.
Michaels breaking down Eugen. Puts a floater up. No good. Rebound taken away by Kellogg. Here comes the defense.
There's
and the foul right away. That's only number six.
Park Michaels will immediately try to pop that loose. But how about Tanner Kellogg? You know, they got him listed as 6'1", and I think that's a stretch if he's that. But he can get up and right at that rim, pulls that rebound out, and has those big hands and just snags that thing. And there was no doubt who was getting that rebound. Good job out of Tanner Kellogg to get up and get that and then secure it. Knew that he was going to be looking to get fouled. Actually was hoping he'd go to the line because he knows he's a good free throw shooter as well. Zach Eugen would have caught that. Inbounds play to the Blue Demon. Matt Baker.
Oh, Baker nearly double dribbled. He did.
Late call. Coach Graves helped the officials out over there with that one. And Matt Baker's got to know any sort of question at all. Give it up and then get it right back.
Definitely, that was double dribble, but golly, that's tough.
And you got to know it was a questionable whether it was a tip and you know come down or not. And if at all you have any doubt at this situation, you know, your immediate hit backs to Zach Eugen, who can dribble if need be. So that's not a threat or a worry for us by any means. And then your hope is that you know Zach will get it right back to Matt and let him set the offense. So you know, there's just no reason to do that if it's not necessary.
Graves calls timeout. The Mustangs have a timeout. We're going to keep it right here. We'll try to set things up here. Albia, on this next foul, will put the Mustangs in the double bonus. The Mustangs, with their next foul, will put Albia at the 1-1. And then the possession arrow does go the way of the Mustangs. Two timeouts apiece.
So we're going to see what Coach Archer wants to do here on the inbounds. You know, obviously try to get that steal. Do you let him try to score and try to get the ball back with limited time, or do you try to put him to the line and get the ball back in your hands? The worst-case scenario, you're down by one with an automatic two free throws if they would make both, but the ball would be in your hands with 20 seconds. You know, I know that goes against conventional wisdom, but it's always something
you.
I like. Let's see if they can't make free throws, and more importantly, let's put it back in our hands. You know, we've got some good shooters. We can get up a good offense, and all we need is a bucket. It would only be, worst case, be down by one.
Here comes the inbounds play. We'll try to get it in, and he'll have to call timeout. And for those who haven't been in this gymnasium, Dan, that inbounds pass underneath that basket is one tough pass to get in because if you're going to go in the backcourt, you cannot. There's an overhang that comes out about maybe a 2 foot into fair territory, or into the fair court, and to throw the ball up and to go deep, it's really a challenge.
It is, you know, and so they've got to try to throw it into the front court here, and they knew that Tanner Wynn was on the ball, and just nice long arms, active jumping, and then really seeing himself in a good spot to try to make him make a bad pass. And that's, again, you want to get the steal on the inbounds if you can. You want to make him make a bad decision. If we can get that steal, get the ball, then still try to get a good look at it. Even though we got the lead, you still want to try to see if you can get some points on it. You know they're going to try to foul you, so protect that ball.
Boy, you really want to put the ball pressure on right here. With the circumstances, with the basket, being under the basket, being underneath that overhang, really can put some pressure on the inbound. Here comes the inbounds. It's a double team in the corner. Splitting the double team. Wild shot in the lane. No good. Rebound loose. And Michaels is going to step on the line. It's going back to Albia. And right away, you're going to look for that foul. You got to know who you want the ball to have. Want to have the ball. Eugen's going to inbounds. Gets it into Baker. And that's who you'd want to have the basketball in this circumstance. 49-48. Matt Baker walks the other way. He'll go to the free throw line. You know, Matt, for the one-on-one.
You know, Matt, just a sophomore, but plays way beyond his years. I mean, just so calm, cool, and collected. Doesn't get rattled. You never see him get all anxious or nerved up or anything. You know, it's just his second year. But he started as a freshman. He's now as a sophomore. Just, you know, really special talent for the Blue Demons. And really is going to continue to get better. And that's saying a lot because he's already a starter.
Baker on its way. Good. He'll have the bonus here. This is a big one. 50-48, a chance for Baker to make this a three-point basketball game. And you have to be cognitive of the time here and knowing if on a miss, you've got to get back in a hurry. Second one up, it is good.
Really forces the Mustangs to have to go look for that three, and so all you got to do is just try to put pressure and give up the lane. There you go, give up that if you have to.
All right, in the lane, puts a shot up, no good, rebound, and we're going to have a foul as Tanner Kellogg went up for the rebound, came up with it. And Kellogg will go the other way. Fouled on the rebound. Utt, crossover in the lane behind the back dribble. Put a wild shot up. Didn't get the fall, Danny. You just talked about that. Let him have that one.
Yep. You know, just only had the lead the second half here about once in the third quarter and then haven't gotten it to this last minute of the game here. And now it's starting to kind of get control of this game. And Tanner Kellogg, very good free throw shooter as well.
Could be a two-possession ball game. First one, no good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs, and we have a timeout called by Coach Graves. Final timeout. 51-48, 7 seconds. You know where the shot's going to come from. You'll pass that three-point line, let it go. You do not want to foul.
Don't
That's
foul
the
on the three. You know, it does bring up again. I'll talk about different scenarios. You
foul
don't see
it,
right.
Get your two shots here
And get the ball back, you know, even if they make it. Forces them to miss the second one to try to tie it. Yeah, you don't want to go in overtime on the road, but boy, I still think that's not a bad deal. If they don't come down immediately look for that three-point, then you got to go foul. If they don't set up for a three-point shot right away, then go after and try to foul them, you know, somewhere around that 2 seconds or so, and let them get their two free throws. You're asking, without any timeouts for Coach Graves, you're asking Davis County to recognize that they've got to make the first and miss the second and get a putback to tie.
And
that's asking a lot for these kids. And I know we got a lot of seniors for Davis County, but that's asking a lot for a young team.
Here comes the inbounds. Inbounds taken in by Michaels. And here's a steal from behind by Baker. His shot and three. Oh, he did not get it to go, but three shots to come. Calvin Utt with an amazing athletic move, Dan, from half court. Nearly got the fall. Okay. Which would have really torn this Albia fan base apart. The shot does not go. 1.8 seconds. That's not the foul we were looking for.
I don't know why we're not lining up on the line here, Blue. He's got three, but you still got to get some bodies in there.
1.8 seconds to go. Three shots to come for Calvin Utt.
You know, senior who has been through a lot of games, a lot of wars. This is not going to rattle him by any means. He's going to gather himself, see if he can make three free throws.
First one on the way, good.
Just not the foul you needed. I mean, you didn't have to put that kind of pressure on him. You had a great job in the backcourt. You just have to have better awareness out of the young Blue Demon squad.
Second one on its way, no good. So now, no timeout, so they have to talk about this. And they've got to box out. You got to recognize the shooter. Box out. Shot up, it's good. 1.8 seconds to go. The inbounds to Eugen, and he will be fouled. And that leaves 0.7 of a second. That's still enough time for Davis County to catch and throw.
Again, Davis County does not have any timeouts. Albius clinging onto that lead, 51-50, with 0.7 seconds left in the game. One-and-one situation for Zach Hugan.
You're almost better off just to hit this off the iron and let it fall off.
Yeah.
A miss is not that bad here.
I would do that, but I also have my guys in there just to stand straight up, yes, and have a little hands in the air so they just can't shoot it away.
Hugan shot. It lands. And Michaels throws it from half or three-quarters court. It will not fall. Your final, the Blue Demons come back from behind, get the win on the road. Dan, this is one tough place to play. This is a Davis County team that's been playing really good basketball late,
yeah,
and the Blue Demons find a way to get a win.
And they needed that. So huge for the Blue Demon squad. They've been just so close, needed to win at Sheridan. Sheridan played a great game the other night. You know, I don't know if there's a chance we could climb back into a second-place contention, but certainly gets us a third-place finish in the conference is what you're looking at right now. Just trying to have some positive momentum coming into the playoffs here at the end of the season. I think you can't say enough about Coach Graves and his squad. He just well coaches these young men, and they're all seniors, and they just did a phenomenal job out there. But a huge win. Hey, we don't get any chance to rest. We see these boys next Tuesday in Albia.
Yeah. We're this right back on the air, buddy.
Yeah, back here in Albia, and a week from now we'll be playing them again. Friday night we have a home date with Clark, which is a little easier competition. Should be a good win for the Blue Demons, but you never know. And so next Tuesday night will be quite a matchup. It's going to be fresh on everyone's mind.
Can't wait. But Friday night, buddy, I'll see you back up on the broadcast booth. And, Dan, this is a good win for the Blue Demons.
You bet it is. Happy to help and happy to be along here. Wish everyone a good luck and drive safe going home, people.
51-50, your final score. The first game went the way of the Mustangs, 50-48. The Blue Demons come back here in the second game, get the win, 51-50, your final score, 24 points for Tanner Kellogg and the Blue Demons. Get the victory on the road at Davis County. We'll be back on the air Friday night with more Blue Demon coverage. Clark comes to town. You've been listening to Blue Demon Lady Basketball on your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KISE. For Dan Stocker, this is Jason Summers saying thanks to the best board operator in the business, not you, Joe Millich, Scotty Fry, yeah, back
absolutely
on the board, and for all of you for making us a part of your night. Have a great night. Until Friday, you've been listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.
There's only one station for the legends of country. Davis County's choice for classic hit country, Thunder Country, KIIC.